Welcome to the Cannabis Connection. I'm your host, Christopher Carr. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Santa Cruz Cannabis Talk Radio. But today we're talking about the roots. We're talking about the inspiration and all the good vibes we get from this sacred herb that's been around for thousands of years. I'm here with Alwa and Mac, and they have a very special showcase coming up at the Shanty Shack. We're honored to be a part of that community, that music family over at the Shanty Shack Brewery, and we're going to play some original live music, kind of break some new barriers and hit some new milestones live on Santa Cruz Voice. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on?
How you guys?
Thank you.
Can you hear it? Everything sound pretty good?
Yes.
Yeah,
I got it. Epic. It's so good. Well, shoot, let's jump right in. How did music become such a big part of your life? How was that calling?
Actually, from a very, very young age, my dad had me involved in music. He's a drummer. So I remember very, very young, he would get all the family together and we would do, I guess you would call them rehearsals, more like jam sessions, where he would pick up an instrument and play it for maybe 30 seconds and then say, all right, you play that. And then he'd go to the next person and say, all right, you play this instrument. And then, you know, count down 3, 2, 1. And then we would just start playing. So that was really my first like piece of like music and having it be a part of me. And it wasn't until I want to say maybe high school that I really started my own personal like rap career. And that was just with homies, you know, we like had the idea of like, oh man, we should start a rap group. And I was more interested in just like keeping like a friend circle than I was in like actually making music. Like, all right, cool, let's give it a try. And yeah, we had a rap group called Can't Stop Us. And then from there, continued to make music. And over time, it just ended up being like I was the only one that like stay consistent with it, and now it's just been like something that I've kind of built up over the past 5 to 10 years. Yeah, so started super young, but really like taking it serious since like 2016 maybe.
And you're from Santa Cruz?
Born and raised.
Yeah. That's very nice. Well, full circle here on Santa Cruz Voice.
That's right.
Very Made happy to have you guys. Yeah, and we have Mac Nova in the house. What about you, Mac?
What up?
Thanks for coming. You made it just in time. It's perfect. Everything worked out. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just excited.
No, I'm glad to be here too.
Sorry.
No, I'm playing. Let's see. I listened to 50 Cent and Eminem when I was a kid. Like my older brothers were like, you know, sliding us the CDs.
Yeah.
If you listeners know what those are. And I was just like, that's what I want to do. Like,
wow.
So I knew from very young. And then I got lost in life and for many, many years went to college. And then towards the end of my college career, I was like, okay, the clock's ticking. I got to do this thing now. The fire's lit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's been really fun to be a part of Bill's at the various things here in the community, so it's very cool. What about can you speak to the event? We'll showcase some live tunes, but maybe we could speak to what's coming up on February 17th.
Yeah, February 17th, Lovers and Friends, man. It's kind of cool because it's Valentine's Day weekend.
Yeah,
it's gonna be me playing music, Mac Nova, Sylvan Gold, super dope artist out of LA. I'm bringing some special guests with me, Devin from San Jose, Alexander the author, and we got Sean Black on the ones and twos, and we might have a couple more special guests. We won't ruin it. It'll be a surprise.
Nice.
But I'm really excited about it, man. It's all ages. People are saying that you're guaranteed to find a lover and a friend if you go. Most have said
that.
I've seen some stuff on the internet that promises that. I won't make that promise. But yeah, it's going to be a really fun time, man. I'm really excited to come out and just share like music and share some love with people, and it's all ages too, which I want to emphasize, which is really cool, you know.
Yeah,
I have a daughter, and it's hard sometimes as an artist like making or curating family friendly things or being able to go places. So it's all ages, $10 to $20 sliding donation.
Nice.
That is February 17th. We say doors at 6. We would love to see you right at 6 because we're gonna get the show started at 7 o'clock.
Nice. Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. Have you guys done gigs together before, or is this going to be kind of something new?
We've played multiple shows before. Yeah.
Nice.
I think the last one was at a library.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. How'd that go?
That's pretty cool.
We got him hypes in the library. That
was the most turned up I'd seen a library in a long time.
Yeah.
Okay. I found Alwa set. Is that the right one?
I think so. Yeah. I should say radio set, right?
Okay, let me go back.
Ooh, live music.
We're getting it. We're getting radio Alwa set.
There we go.
All right. Let's we're breaking new, making new history here on Santa Cruz Voice. Santa Cruz Voice, the Rebel Alliance. We're rocking. I'm gonna have to turn on. Let's see here. Let's try some of these. We'll be playing some live music and doing some live hip hop here.
Yes.
Which one do you want to do first, Alwa?
You know what? Let's do Details. Yeah,
Details. I see it. Let's pull this up.
That's a brand new one.
Can we all hear this?
Is it cool? Can you turn it up a little bit?
Yeah. You can. I can hear it coming through. Which one are you? I think maybe here. Is that too loud?
Look. Hey. Look, they've been chasing hope, I know that it's gonna take a while. Been a minute since I really had to make them smile. I can see the beauty in the makeup pile. Two sides to every coin, even when it's facing down. She said she loved me, but I can't even see shorty. Whipping through the city, have my tank on E40. Might drop a flame emoji, what else can I say? When dreams come true, but that truth is far away. Look, sometimes I can't believe that I'm alive still. Just did a show, came back and got five bills. Angels on my back, I wish that they could fly still. Devils in the details, somehow we survive still. I won't stop until I'm dead and buried. Leave a message at the tone with the secretary. I'll leave a message in your dome when the pressure's buried. Arms too short to box with God, now that lesson's scary. Less is always more, I mean more or less. Heavy is the head that wears the crown into my shoulder press. My cousin hit me up like, hey man, you're so depressed. I can't explain the pain that we express. I wonder what's next. Stolen nights and bright lights, but start shooting. Everybody duck when they start shooting. Looking at my mom, she like, boy, you such a smart student. I can't remember those words when we start losing. Man, I can feel my heart moving a million miles a minute. Every time we get to spinning, we're from running from the cop cars to copping cars we sit in. Am I running from the truth or running to the mission? I might call a couple girls I used to know just to say what's up, all the usual. She said you never find nobody like me. I said that's more than likely, even though I know she said it just to spite me. You know, man, I feel like we don't have the answers, right? Like, I don't have the answers. I don't know how it all works out, but just gotta find somebody you love and hang on tight, you know? Like, way too different, moving pieces off the shuffleboard. Maybe life would deal a better hand if I shuffle more. Very too many people trying to catch a spirit. Connecting dots with less interference. Way too different, moving pieces off the shuffleboard. Maybe life would deal a better hand if I shuffle more. Very too many people trying to catch a spirit. Connecting dots with less interference. Yeah. Hey, that one's called Details. Shout out to Post Child. Post Child's a producer of that one out in LA.
Big ups.
Hey.
Nicely done. Thank you, my goodness. It sounds like the album. I mean, I don't have the album, but I have things you shared. It sounds like what I've been playing on the radio. Very excited for the 17th. Oh my gosh. Well, let's keep the good vibes rolling. Everything good in the headphones? We doing all right?
Yes.
Beautiful. Absolutely. We're going to switch it up here, and Mac, maybe you can, I'm going to turn you up. I turn myself down.
Mic check.
There you go. Sounds much better. I wanted to make sure that clean sound when he was performing came through.
Yep.
Speak to me a little bit about what inspires you and maybe some of the influences on in your music.
I'm inspired by nature and love, and I was a really sick person once, and I healed myself, and I believe that we all have the power to do so. So that's a big part of what's infused in my music.
Wow. Yeah, music is the healing.
Yeah.
Wow, fantastic. Yeah. And where are you from?
I'm from Northern California, Sonoma County.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah, we have family in Sebastopol, and
okay. Yeah,
it's nice.
Yep.
It's a beautiful place. Yes, yeah.
It's very quaint.
Yeah, it's quaint and rural and lots of Lots of animals and lots of farms.
100%.
It's beautiful. Nice. And when did you come to Santa Cruz?
I think it was 2012.
Cool.
Yep.
Yeah. I
was trying to grow up. My mom was still paying my cell phone bills.
I get it. I get it. Yeah. Well, speak a little bit about, you know, your musical journey. So you came to Santa Cruz in 2012, and I feel like I started seeing your posters and seeing you in town in the past, what, 7 years, 8 years, 5 years? How long has it been?
Yeah, I guess I've been performing as a dancer. I did that for 3 years.
Nice.
Yeah. And then I feel like I got serious about music the last 3 years. Yeah.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah.
And speak to like who you collaborate with, and there's a few different, I think I saw you with General Flint.
Yeah. Got my DJ homies.
He's good.
Yeah.
General he's got Flint. The best energy.
He's got, yeah. He's
hot. Great energy.
Yeah, 100%.
I was really stoked.
Yeah.
When I discovered, I feel like that was the first, it was a rough show because things weren't working. Technical issues happen. That's inevitable.
It was 110 degrees.
And that was so,
something like that.
So crazy.
The equipment broke.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
But the vibes were, you persevered. And that's what I felt very like proud. I was like, look at this. This is so.
That's the goal. Ooh, can we do a different, can we do a.
Let me just see. I was just making sure it's working. We could.
Like, nah.
Which one? Which one?
I guess we'll do.
Let me see if I can find. Okay, cool. I think that's here. And we can start it over. I'm just trying to see if I can get the thing to work. It seems like it's working.
Okay.
How you feeling?
Good.
Looking at the blue sky, I ain't waiting for the inspiration. I'm on the treadmill again, in the gym of my creation. All these words, I sweat them out. All these herbs, I smoke them down. I'm up to this craft, and she my dominatrix. I feel significant, I'm not intimate with myself. I got some blockages, I need some help. Block up my whole week, come back to self. What's the idea, what's the concept? This linear time got me upset. Hit the eject button, reflect on that reflex, on that knee jerk. Time to reprogram and redirect. My vital force energy is like a net. Catch you off guard and I'll make you regret the way you ignore me, the way you neglect it. To some of my essence, I'm one in a million. Hey, cutting out.
So sorry.
No, it's all good. Yeah, I'm a flex. She wanted a kiss, so I gave her a peck. She looking all wrecked, called her SOS. I put the B in bless, I do more with less. I'm a free dive with that treasure chest. I'm a force of God, I'm a luminous being with a woman. I'm tired of the moon, never wear a facade. I'm getting naked with all of these thoughts. Taking a bend, I show them who's boss. Running through the forest with no timepiece. Breaking my phone at the sacred spot. Waiting on the door to the spirits. You just need to walk about. Talk it out, take your time and talk it out. That's what I'm talking about. You just need to walk it out. Clear your mind, take the time and walk it out. That's what I'm talking about. There's too many people inside of my head. I need to evict them or ask them for rent. They ain't no fun, they too straight. All they do is block when I try to create. Staying up late, just trying to escape the power and influence over my fate. Answers to plate on an altar space. Drug-induced haze with the third eye blazing. Obey the vision, what is the mission? I need a muse, but you too independent. Acting aloof in a different dimension. Lazy boy said it won't lead to ascension. All of this groundwork got my affection. I'm omnidirectional. I need some thicker skin, pushing the voodoo pins, where's the confessional? You just need to walk about, talk it out, take your time and walk it out. That's what I'm talking about, you just need to talk it out. Clear your mind, take your time and talk it out. That's what I'm talking about. It's a rite of passage, but we ain't out the weeds yet. Hit the bush about a week back. I'm feeling spineless. I'm trying to see back through my mother's lens. How she made it through these awful lands without no husband. This a rite of passage. My eyes cannot see average. I'm possessed by a lethal threat. I dropped my baggage about 5 miles back. Now it's just me and a project. Yeah, you just need to walk about. Talk it out, take your time and talk it out. That's what I'm talking about. You just need to walk it out. Clear your mind, take the time and talk it out. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, honey, it's Mom. Just trying to get back to you. We will catch up with each other at some point. Thank you again so much for being here. It meant the world to me. Sometimes I feel kind of alone. I never do when you're up here, though, so... Thanks so much, and I love you, and I'll talk with you soon. Bye-bye.
Yeah, give thanks.
Yay.
Wow. Even with that little pause, that came out real nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm always impressed. I'm not the most tech savvy, but we can always make it work, and it's amazing when things line up. That's beautiful.
100%.
All right. Well, speak a bit about the process, putting this together. How does one, the writing process or the creation process, a little bit about how you get into the flow of creating this music?
Yeah, well, let's hear all your secrets.
Come on, okay, let's hear it.
That's why you guys got me.
It's intimate, I know.
All and tell us your secrets. You know, honestly, I feel like I'm pretty, like, grateful in that sense, because I have a home studio and I produce a lot of my own music. And in that way, I typically only, like, write music or, like, create music when I'm inspired.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to just capture, like, whatever energy, whatever I'm feeling in that moment and let it go. I normally don't have to force myself to write. And maybe other people have, like, their own opinions, but I try not to force myself to write. I just, nice. I like to write when I feel inspired, because I think maybe Pharrell said it or something like that, where it's like, you know, music comes through you, right? Like, music comes through you. And for me, I feel like a lot of times when I'm writing and, like, I feel it's coming through me and I just want to get it out there. So I'll typically start by producing the beat, and then if I feel something to it, I'll start writing to it. Honestly, I try to knock it out as soon as possible.
Nice.
So there's a lot of times where I'm just kind of in the zone, and I'll do like one or two songs a night and just try to finish them, just to get that that emotion and that feeling out. So yeah, I'm really lucky in that sense that I have, like, the studio and the ability to just create when I want to create.
Yeah. What about you, Mac? What do you think?
I can relate to everything you said.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Except I write pretty much every day, even when I'm not inspired, and
nice.
It's not always fun.
And sure,
it's just like such different, like, methods. Like, you could point to success from both ways. So it's interesting to see how we differ.
It's beautiful. I had Al of Boostive. Al spoke to just the discipline of trying to do it every day.
Yeah.
Even when, it's tricky. I feel like I want to play music. I want to develop further on bass or on guitar, or even with my daughter too, just to have fun. But it's hard sometimes to make that time.
Definitely.
You know, but I feel that what you were saying too, like when the music comes through you and seizing that moment with you mentioned beat making. How is that journey? Like, how's that come? Like, what kind of styles, or how does one, you know, when you hear something, is it something like you hear, or are you just wordsmithing and then building the beat, or how's it get put together, you think?
You know, it's so funny. So before I was really, like, rapping, I was a producer.
Oh, nice. So that's where your mind's at.
Yeah. So in the crew that I was in, like my friends in high school, it was called Can't Stop Us, and we each kind of had different roles. Like, one of my homies was a videographer.
Nice.
My other homie was like an artist, or like a tagger, like an artist.
Yeah.
And I made the beats.
Wow.
So I used to actually go by, it's my producer name now, but I used to go by Shiesty, which is now Shiesty Tracks, which is also
nice.
Me. That's like a pseudonym for producing. So yeah, I mean, I've been producing like almost more than I've been an artist. And then at some point I kind of was like, okay, I want to like focus on the rap and stuff like that. But for me, it's just kind of like finding a loop that I like.
Nice.
And I'll just start from there. And I normally won't put drums to it yet. I'll kind of like find a melody and find something on it. And then just go from there. But then there's also a lot of times where I'll make the beat and I kind of just want nothing to do with it. I'm like, I've already made the beat and I just want to like get that out to someone else.
Oh, wow. Definitely. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. What do you think, Mac?
I produce too. And I definitely, it's so fun. I like to copy things I hear and then work them, make them my own.
Nice.
I like to do drop in some loops just to get the energy going.
Yep.
But it's getting exciting, because I felt like I used to have to depend on loops, and now I'm like finally breaking through of like, not, I don't know, like just enjoying what I make.
Like, yeah.
like, okay, the loop got me somewhere, and now I'm going to mute it. And, like, I just finally feel good enough that I'm stoked on what I'm making, because there's so many months of, like, I would try to make this bass line work, and I would just be like, this sucks. I suck at this. I hate this.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And it's, like, in the software, or how does one make a beat? For the uninitiated,
how does one make a beat? This beat, I've heard about it.
I've heard of these beats.
How do you get there?
I mean, yeah, because I don't think people know that much. There's an art, there's a science, there's some tech,
yeah,
software. There's a lot to it, I imagine.
Yeah, I mean, there's all different kinds of ways.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I use a program called FL Studio. Used cool. to be called Fruity Loops. If you know it by Fruity Loops, you're an OG.
I heard Fruity Loops, yeah.
Yeah, so you're an OG. And yeah, it's just, it's a software program.
Nice.
And, you know, you can essentially, like, put in drums. You can make drums. You can add samples. Basically do anything you want. I know a lot of people use, like, MPCs, which are, like, the actual kick pads and stuff like
That's
that.
That's right.
For me, it's all just on the laptop, all software.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, with the that's kind of old school too with the MPC, right? It's kind of classic.
It's kind of making a comeback though.
I feel that. Like a lot of things are, it always goes that way. It comes back full circle.
Definitely.
That's cool. That's really cool. And what do you guys think about do you ever like collabing with live bands and things of that nature, like that kind of style jams? What are your thoughts on flowing on, you know, rhythms and whatnot?
It's too much work.
I bet.
I don't do it.
I bet. Well, no, it is hard. I mean, or being a guest, yeah.
It's amazing. I really feel blessed to be able to do it. And recently I've been like, wow, I'm so privileged. I get to be up here with these musicians and they're like literally healing me with this music on stage. And I don't have to pay for it. I get to like participate and
enjoy
it. It's just pretty amazing. It's like a free show that you're part of.
That's right. That's cool.
I think there's something beautiful about like the live band experience, because like when you're producing or whatever, when you're recording in the studio, all of it is so like perfect almost.
Yeah, you know,
like
totally.
Everything is on. Like if you set it to 86 beats per minute,
it's never going to miss.
It's going to clap every, you know, one and three. But when there's a live band, you have the ability to like, I don't know how to describe it, but you just get in the zone, right? And like you feel.
You can lock in with the people too.
You don't need to look at the guitarist. He already knows by the look on your face, we're going to go one more.
Nice.
Just like those moments are so
telepathy,
special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, those moments are really special. And sometimes imperfection is kind of beautiful, in especially with music and flows and having little involuntary pregnant pauses. Or I love to like playing music too. If there's like, I play bass, so locking in with a drummer, you know, in the rhythm section, and sometimes the drummer will cut and just pause, and then we drop back in, and you know, those little things are beautiful because it's just instinct and kind of the spirit guiding. You're just going with it, right? And locking in as a group.
Definitely. Yo, if there's anybody listening, I have not been able to afford a band yet. But if you're listening and you're like, yo, man, this guy's dope, hit me up, man. We'll do something.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And they can meet in person at Chaney Shack on February 17th.
I can be the friend they find, you know?
Ah, that's right. I love this theme.
I can't be the lover, but I can be their friend.
Yeah, that's right, the friend. Yeah. Hey, you know, it's all love. Definitely. Even friendship. Yeah, and I imagine there's a lot of, do you ever think about, a project I've been exploring is like open, not so much open mic, but like curating jams and putting different players and artists together and having like, having that kind of for many different styles too is something that I'm trying to envision and find the best way to facilitate. And that's something that could be fun. Cause
okay, is this invitations?
Yes. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying is we'll keep in touch, but maybe there's this like, moment here in the community for, I know there's a lot of players and they're always looking for vocals, bars, you know, something to go over the tasty lick or a nice rhythm or, and it's cool. It's nice to just, you know, build that, beautiful recipe and put the pieces to the puzzle together. And sometimes it happens at these fun events.
Yeah, man.
For sure.
That's yeah.
Cool. I'm really looking to collaborate. Like, one of the goals this year is to collaborate with artists outside of, like, the hip-hop genre.
Nice.
So, like, whether that's, like, honestly, like, country. Country would be cool.
Like, sweet.
Country artists that want to hop on something, I'd love that.
That's just cool.
Because I feel like, you know, you can always, like, collaborate with like-minded individuals, but sometimes the, like, what you guys end up, like, producing may be something that's already out there, right? So, like, let's go somewhere that maybe, like, they haven't seen that yet, and let's try something new and kind of cross those worlds. So that's one of my goals for this year, just collaborate with different styles and different genres.
I love that. I love that. What kind of genres would you like to collaborate, Mac?
I like metal.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, that's okay. Badass. Nice.
Fire.
Yeah.
Nice. I mean, there is, my brother's a big, he's into metal too. Yeah, there's some amazing, like, symphonic. You can go deep. Yeah. There's a lot of feeling there.
100%.
And a lot of need for diversity, I think, in the vocals. I feel like it can get pretty rowdy.
Yes.
The loud metal. Yes. But I do like that.
Yeah, some of the names, like, can we even mention the names of some of the groups on air? Probably not.
Oh, yeah, like, totally.
Graphic.
Yeah, yeah. But there's also new groups.
Yeah.
You know, new groups that can be formed here as a part of this.
Yeah, actually, I
oh, nice.
To a jam session in Oakland.
Awesome.
A month or so ago, and it totally changed my life. So I'm like on the vibration of, like, mix up the ingredients.
See, oh, wow, that's fire.
There might be some weird flavors in there, but, like, you don't know unless you try.
That's cool. Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah,
it's
I think
fun.
It is just fun, and it's also like part of that journey of healing. You never know. I grew up not sure, you know, what kind of sound or what kind of music I would be drawn to, and sometimes it kind of finds you. Or my career in cannabis wasn't something I, like, set out to do. It was something that fed my spirit, my friends, my family, our band. Some of our first, like, studio sessions, there's Brown Paper Bag Herb money, right? And nice. Chopping our way to the top, like trimming for other people and using that trim money to go on tour or buy a bus from LAX. And, you know, yeah, so it's like, it's always beautiful to be open and to find, like, what will find you too.
100%.
Get out of the way sometimes. Let the next indicating thing guide you.
Definitely,
love
man.
That.
Beautiful. Well, let's do some more music. We got a lot of tracks here. What do you think on Allwell? Which one should I explore here?
Let's do Love or Loyalty, yeah?
Okay. Let me just get her going.
I like this one.
Yeah. No, me too. For those just listening, this is The Cannabis Connection. We have Allwell Gordon, Mac Nova, local artists here in the Santa Cruz community, but also branching out into the greater Bay Area music scene, and they have a very special Friends and Lovers event happening February 17th.
Lovers and Friends.
Lovers and Friends.
I mean, friends and lovers.
Hey,
count,
you know, it's a progression. You never know where it's going to go.
Yeah.
But we're going to hear some more original, some more music. So keep it locked. We'll keep it loose. This is The Cannabis Connection.
Hey, this is one of my favorite songs. It's called Love or Loyalty, man. Look. Love and loyalty, most sold separately. Love and loyalty, most sold separately. Love and loyalty, most sold separately. Concrete walls still carving out my effigy. Love and loyalty, most sold separately. Concrete walls still carving out my effigy. Please don't effort me, trying to find inner peace. Look inside the mirror, now I'm staring at the enemy. Most lose innocence and never come back with it. I lost dreams, so on tracks I gotta snap a bit. Can't seek what you can't be, learn it over time. Water dreams with my tears, but within the crime. I still wanna fly away, thinking about brighter days. Sometimes I think that happiness is just a fight away. Learn to be humble, can't mumble when I'm writing praise. Running like a license plate, they try to put my life away. Can't live behind bars, got too much at stake. Hitting home runs while I'm building home base. Look, nobody's safe except the case in the coffin. Nobody's safe except the space in the closet. They told me when my uncle died that it was God's plan. Man made God, yo, I guess I'm not a God's man. Far from a prophet, I'm just walking through this lost land. Made it out to sand, man, that's any time we cross plans. Probably hate it, I just need it more. I save a shot for me or more while killing that world tour. Look, my encore making real up fast. I used to whip that Corolla with the beat up dash, singing love or loyalty, most sold separately. Love or loyalty, most sold separately. Love or loyalty, most sold separately. Concrete walls still carving out my effigy. Love or loyalty, that's most sold separately. Love or loyalty, that's most sold separately. Love or loyalty, that's most sold separately. With concrete walls still carving out my effigy. It's love or loyalty, but most sold separately. Love or loyalty, that's most sold separately. Look, love or loyalty, that's most sold separately. With concrete walls still carving out my effigy. Cold cases, no faces. So base, the bomb before the laces. Bass in the back, had him bully like it's Cambridge. Never had a range, man, I rode so many places. I still get anxious. Better yet, I'm trying to find a reason they keep telling me to be thankful. I can't leave when we just getting started now. They told us about the kings and they watered down. Soon as he started painting, they call him an artist now. Connecting the dots, I see it, know it's all around. Smoking mirrors, I'm tripping, that's what you call a crown. I see through them, I keep moving, my heart and ground. I'm just another lost cause, couple scars, seats sitting low, clothes like Senate cars, barely breaking the mold, it's cold, no, we've been involved, barely holding on with no meaning like ephemeral. Backstab from the backseat, look, casting a hero, caught a wave like Max B. Swear we was all family till like last week. That's deep, they blowing smoke, it's hashish. Cash these for the catch you in the Amazon. 1080 for the P, only when the cannon's on. Never really made for the limelight. Watching the time, got time in my hindsight. Eyes in the scope, don't choke when they start calling. Life for the traps, double back when did y'all falling. I know how it goes, they still wanna play it. Call you underground, never call you underrated. Love or loyalty, that's most sold separately. Love or loyalty, we're most sold separately. Look, love or loyalty, that's most sold separately. Concrete walls still carving out my effigy. Love or loyalty, that's most sold separately. Love or loyalty, most sold separately. Love or loyalty, most sold separately. With concrete walls still carving out my effigy. Love or loyalty, most sold separately. Love or loyalty, that's most sold separately. Love or loyalty, most sold separately. With concrete walls still carving out my effigy. Yeah.
Yeah. Big ups.
Hey.
That's nice, man.
Thank you.
Was that, did you make that beat?
I did.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
I really like that one.
It's a fun one, man. That's one of my like favorite songs to play live because sometimes the beat breaks out and the drums come back and you can kind of like, yeah.
Yeah.
hit it, you know?
Dynamics. Yeah. Yeah. It comes in real nice, real clean. I'm glad. I'm stoked to kind of put these pieces together too live on the radio. It's like got me inspired to do more of this. Because it's been a talk radio show. We started talking about cannabis in 2015 at KSCO.
Wow.
So we've been doing this every Friday for 9 years. And it's nice to branch out into the other, you know, the other opportunities for radio or, you know, we're in this new progression now online. But same style, same approach. And I feel like with KSCO too, there was a little bit of a more, we're more free now. In this little, yeah, in this talk like studio that we're in, yeah, it's beautiful to kind of branch out and facilitate in a new way and come to the to the modern age.
Yeah.
KSCO was, yeah, exactly. It felt like we were, you know, operating with equipment and stuff that was 75, you know, years old. Just
75.
Yeah, that radio station's been around for 75 years.
It's a long
pretty
time.
Pretty cool. Yeah, and you can see in the back rooms in the talk studios and in the like engineers area, like RCA equipment from way, you know, 40s, and then like the 70s era gear that they upgraded to, and then like the old 90s satellite stuff, and then yeah, it's interesting. Radio is like a very special art form, but it's kind of archaic. It's kind of old.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's still evergreen because when Loma Prieta earthquake happened in Santa Cruz, it was the radio that people used to hear what's going on because everything went dark.
Right.
So there's something to it. Yeah.
All the apocalyptic movies.
Yeah, you need radio.
Walkie-talkie.
Do you copy that?
Hello. Copy. Or over.
Yeah.
No, it's true. In a way, it'll outlive us all. But it is kind of funny because you're trying to bring new life to something that's been around for, you know, longer than I've been alive. And It's cool. It's very cool. It's been a fun journey, and we're still going at it. It's fascinating. With for anyone listening and like how to get involved, or you know, maybe approach you guys, is there a way for people can connect? Might as well get that plug in for you know, how to connect direct with these artists.
Yeah. I mean, I would say, like, if you're an artist, like, general, like, and you want to get involved in any scene, I would say, like, you got to show up and, like, show up to events. And I've thrown events, like, before. I kind of, like, don't do it as much now, but I used to throw way more events. And something I would see a lot from artists is, like, they would hit me up, yo, is there room? Can I hop on it? Yeah. Like, hey, you know, these things are planned months in advance. So, like, hey, there's no room. And then I wouldn't see them at the show. And it's like, okay, so you weren't going to come to the show, but you would have came if you were going to play. Mm. Okay, like I think, like, if you're interested in, like, being a part of anything, you got to show up, right? Because if I see someone in person and they're like, yo, man, like, you know, I hit you up, I wasn't able to, like, book the show, but I'm here, I'm rocking with you, I support you. I feel like that person is going to get so much more priority the next time that there is, like, that opportunity. But I mean, man, I'm super easy to, like, get a hold of. Just hit my Instagram. Yeah. That's probably the easiest way. It's Alwa, AlwaGordon, Alwa Gordon. And yeah, just shoot me a message and let me know.
That's beautiful, man. Yeah. I think that that's wisdom with that too. If when you're throwing an event, it's hard to be, I said this at the last jam we did at the Felton Music Hall, like, willy-nilly, like, people just showing up with gear while the things, we're like, we're flying, we're in a plane, we've already taken off, and they're trying to, you know, contribute, and it's like, wow. So I feel like there is something to be said to, yeah, communication and being a part of that process, or at least trying to support in any way you can, and showing up is 90% of everything, right? You definitely just gotta just be there. And that's good advice, though. And yeah, what about you, Mac? How can people connect with you and maybe collab, maybe explore?
Okay. Number one, you better be serious if you want to collab now.
There you go. Hey, I like that.
People can reach me on Instagram as well.
Nice.
At Mac, M-A-K. Nova, NOVA music. That's my Instagram handle. And then I do have a website, and if you want to, like, subscribe, and you can shoot me a message there as well. But Instagram is pretty easy.
It's easy. I love it too. It's so, what a great way. I mean, it serves a purpose for sure. Just connection and kind of cold calling. I can't tell you how many interviews I've set up just hitting someone on IG, and usually 8 times out of 10, things manifest in a in a great way.
Yeah.
It's
like in between the email and getting your number. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Because it can be so casual on
it's
there.
It's casual.
Too.
Yeah.
Yo, something I've learned, this is like a hack, and you guys are going to love this. And like, true to your point, hey, like, hey, don't hit me up unless you're serious. And like, that was a joke, but also,
but it's real. Yeah.
So
I like that.
I get a lot of DMs, and the way that I filter it, if someone's like, yo, let's do something, I'm like, perfect, send me an email. Here's my email.
The follow up.
And that cuts through about like 90% of people that are not serious. I don't know what it is about, like, literally, you could copy the same message you sent me on Instagram. Yeah.
It's about the same amount of time and energy.
For some reason, as soon as you say, perfect, email me, the people that aren't serious drop off.
Okay.
So I say, like, if you want to know, if it's not someone that's already in your circle or community.
Yeah, just like a cold call thing.
Yo, perfect. Send me an email. That's how I do my booking or, like, collaborations. And
then nice.
I've seen the people that are really serious, and I'm like, okay, cool. Because if you're not willing to send an email, what are we really going to do?
Definitely. Yeah, it's like a vibe check, or you're checking the pulse of, like, okay, are they really on it? I was like, is this what they're up to? Like, follow up is important.
Definitely.
100%. Yeah, I appreciated, I think this is the first time, like, officially we're in person connecting. Yeah. Like, we've kind of connected on IG and email.
Yep.
But that's when I knew you were serious too, with the KBCZ on Thursday nights, playing the music, getting the word out. For anyone listening, I'm always looking for those MP3s, and I'll play them live on the radio because it helps. It helps.
Appreciate it,
man. Yeah, absolutely. But that's what I mean, is like, I've been on the other end of what you were sharing with you, and I appreciate that professionalism and that follow up. And it's like you said, it's not that hard, but it's amazing how many people don't, you know, follow up. And it's interesting because they, there's something to it. And especially like with music, it is, it's a discipline. You need to keep, you know, keep showing up for yourself and showing up for the muse and showing up for, like with our band, we've been together since 2010. And I can't tell you how many drummers we've gone through or you know how it goes. Like, you know, just keeping a group together. We've dismantled and reformed maybe 8 times, you know, over the years. The only like true OGs in ancestry is Tomas and I founded it with 2 other guys that aren't in it anymore. It was a 4-piece, but we've been able to, have that flexibility, stay true to each other. I told him like he's my longest relationship, you know, because we started the band in 2010. I met my wife in 2011.
Oh wow!
So yeah, that's real. That's love and that's music.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If your heart's in it, like you gotta be serious. And that's beautiful. And that's something to relish and cherish and to like when you find that in other players, it's really cool. It's here. Santa Cruz is so. Like, I grew up in the Sierra Nevada foothills near South Lake Tahoe. So when I came to Santa Cruz, it was like the big city for me. Like, I remember I was 18. I lived on Beach Hill. And, like, I got a job at Lulu Carpenter's on Pacific in 2008. And, like, I had never ridden bike in bike lanes. And so simple stuff like that was silly. Like, just signals and whatnot, and I got a little intimidated at first, but just stoplight, silly stuff.
What does this mean?
I was like, why would this just mean? I gotta go like this. I'm watching other bike riders, like cyclists, figuring it out. But I grew up in woods and apple orchards. There's no anything. Like the closest Safeway was 20 minutes from where I lived, and everywhere around me was wine. It's kind of like wine country.
I was talking about my childhood.
I think it sounds like we're no, I go to parts of Sebastopol and I'm like, I'm back in Apple Hill. I'm in the Shire. That's what I, because people always ask me when I moved here, you know, where are you from? And I was like, you don't know Camino. Nobody knows Camino, but you know the Shire, you know the Hobbits, like that's where I'm from pretty much. It's like very blessed place to grow up, but I was blown away coming to Santa Cruz. The reason why I shared all that was how many talented players, artists, many too kind of come and go with the university.
Yeah.
But it's nice to see the community is just rich. It's vibrant. It's like a big city talent pool, but a small town. The longer you live here, everyone's so close.
Yeah. I like Santa Cruz, man. I think, you know, my thing is I think there's so many talented people here, and I've been here, you know, my whole life. And the only thing that like not frustrates me, because it's not my responsibility, but I see a lot of artists that are so talented and like so like effortless talent, like just pure artistry. And I just feel like, man, like if you just locked in and really like just made this like a priority. I don't know if that's like the culture in Santa Cruz, because when I travel other places, people are like after it. Getting it. They're like, yo, like not like today's the day, but like, yo, I'm getting after it today and tomorrow I'm gonna do the same thing.
Working.
And that's my only thing with Santa Cruz is like, man, there's so many artists I really just believe in, and I look at it and I'm like, man, if you just lock in, you know, just make this happen. But you know, that I think that could be true anywhere, but at least in Santa Cruz, that's what I see.
That's good insight.
Does feel like a place people come to relax.
Yeah.
I don't like that. No. Yeah, stop relaxing, man. Let's go.
Yeah. No, I
like, it's the trees and the ocean.
Nah, it's, yeah. No, I feel that. Yeah. I feel we went and visited my cousins in I hear you. Oh, no, it's something. It has like a vortex too. I've had friends born and raised here. My wife's born and raised in Santa Cruz County, and they kind of like it's like this vortex here. It's like it's really strong pull, and we would tour in the early days, kind of like 2012 to 2015. We had like a little Seattle to San Diego circuit, and we were really like that mindset, getting it, like going hard, like no kids, no wives, we were or husbands. We were all just kind of in the music, in it, and we would love to leave Santa Cruz, but we also loved coming home even more.
Yeah.
And so it is a very special place, but it also has this like gravitational pull. And I feel that, man. It's hard. It's not just, and I like how you kind of said, well, it could be other places. Like, we visited Maui recently over Thanksgiving. We decided not to cook. My wife's Italian, so we always are like the house that cooks for everybody. Yeah. And it's a big thing. So we want to give everybody a break. And so we went, and I have cousins that moved out there and they're having kids. And so getting all the toddlers together, and I could feel the same kind of, Santa Cruz time, Maui time.
Of course.
They're just not really, it's different lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, they're not really working that hard and they don't really need to.
Yeah.
You know, because when you live in paradise, it's kind of easy to just live in paradise.
That's the tricky part, man.
It's tricky. I know. I'm with you. There's got to be balance, and there's got to be some sort of, I've been thinking about the muse and thinking about music and thinking about the creative process. And if you're not like present and ready when that moment comes, it can flow and fleet. It could be fleeting.
Definitely.
So having the, showing up every day, it's important. And I feel like life, we had that weird pandemic.
Yeah.
Things can get in the way that'll take you kind of off the path or, pull your energies elsewhere. And I mean, how do you guys stay on the path? What do you think, Mac, or how do you stay on it? Cause I'm always looking for advice personally. I feel like there's no wrong or right answer, but it's a hard thing to, stay proactive and productive.
I quit my day job.
Hey, good for you. Congrats, holy cow. How's that been?
Weird and good.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh my God's time. Like, that's what I keep telling
you. Amen.
People.
I have gigs I do,
like music gigs and other types of gigs that are less frequent than a day job. So, yeah.
Amazing.
But that lights the fire under my butt.
Yeah, you have no other, there's no other excuse, right? It's like, boom, this is what I'm doing.
If I don't do it, then the guilt of, I quit my day job and I'm like, on the hustle, on the grind.
I feel it.
It just keeps me,
Amazing. Wow.
That's dope. Congrats.
That's so dope. Like, yeah.
Because rent is due. That's what keeps me going. Rent is due.
Everything.
Fire.
That's amazing. Yeah, we've quit it and then had to go back a couple times.
Yeah.
Sure. We all quit our day jobs.
I love that you talk about going back and like, I love the openness to be like, it's okay to go back too.
That's
like,
what happened. Yeah. We all quit our day jobs for touring, right? Because when you're touring, that is the job.
Yeah.
The road is everything, and trying to build the rapport with the bread on the road, like either other bands or the venues, or even if you can get into a festival circuit, but that's also kind of like, it's a house of cards, it feels very, what are your thoughts on like the music industry too? I feel like it's changed a bit even from 2020.
Yeah. I mean, I think people confuse the music industry with the music business. Right?
Because nice. You have,
like, the industry, which I think when you think of industry, you're probably thinking like larger, like pop mainstream, like music industry. Like I'm mixy, I'm networky, I'm on radio, et cetera. I think that hasn't changed much. I think the music business, how you make money from music, has changed a lot.
Wow.
I think like, artists, and I've seen this a lot, like the big thing now is building a community and like kind of going, from artist directly to your fan. So where before there's a middleman of Spotify or Bandcamp or like any other, streaming service, it's really about like building a community. Like I know a lot of artists that have Patreon, right? And they're being paid,
like subscription.
Subscription.
Yeah.
They're being paid, $5
a month. Smart.
But if you think about it, if you get 100 people.
Yeah, it adds up.
It's $500. You get 1,000 people, it's $5,000 a month.
And leverage the tech, leverage the internet. I mean, it's a real opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think the music business is like, it kind of changed since COVID, but I think there's a lot more opportunity. It's just like, kind of saying like, you got to get after it, man. Like just try different stuff. And if it works, great. If not, try something different.
Nice. That, yeah. That's perfect. I'm realizing we're getting close to the top of the hour. Matt, can we do Light Years?
Ooh, what about Sexy Mouth?
I don't know if... Oh, I want that one too. Okay, let me find it. I know Light Years came through. Okay, is that the tricky one? I have it right here. Okay. We'll have to have you back.
Okay.
We'll do it again. We'll do this again. This is the beginning.
Yo, I'm just like three song over here, but wouldn't it be crazy to get a whole band in here?
Oh, yeah. Tiny Desk style.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
Hey, we got this.
Okay, we have to start over.
All right, start over.
Here we go.
Let me start it over. Here we go.
Light years, I keep looking for my peers, but we galaxies away, and it's all so weird. I'm a light ray in the now. Now hear my battle cry, it's feared, 'cause it comes from a sphere. Light years, I keep looking for my peers, but we galaxies away, and it's all so weird. I'm a light ray in the now. Now hear my battle cry, it's feared, 'cause it comes from a sphere. Seeking asylum, hiding on island, I'm silent like graves while I unearth my ways. Been chased like a quarterback, please keep me safe. This place is too vague, I might just reframe. Embody contradiction, my life in fact is fiction, and everything I think is me is simply repetition. Embody contradiction, my life in fact is fiction, and everything I think is me is simply repetition. Light years, I keep looking for my peers, but we galaxies away, and it's all so weird. I'm a light ray in the now. Now hear my battle cry, it's feared, 'cause it comes from a sphere. Light years, I keep looking for my peers, but we galaxies away, and it's all so weird. I'm a light ray in the now. Now hear my battle cry, it's feared, 'cause it comes from a sphere. Study myself, I am a book. Open the page, take a good look. The words between the lines have got me straight hooked. This galaxy stifles me, I cut out like a laser beam. You are the air, can't wait to breathe. Infiltrate your dreams with a hallelujah, and make me your hallelujah. Light years away, but we will find each other. Got faith? Embody contradiction, my loving fact is fiction, and everything I think is me is simply repetition. Embody contradiction, my loving fact is fiction, and everything I think is me is simply repetition. Light years away, but we will find each other. Got faith, I got faith. Light years, I keep looking for my peers, but we galaxies away, and it's all so weird. I'm a light ray in the now. Now hear my battle cry, it's feared, 'cause it comes from a sphere. Light years, I keep looking for my peers, but we galaxies away, and it's all so weird. I'm a light ray in the now. Now hear my battle cry, it's feared, 'cause it comes from a sphere. And that's Janelle Brown on the vocals, the back of vocals, yeah.
Give thanks, ladies and gentlemen. That was Mac Nova. Big ups, Alwa Gordon. And we got 15 seconds. Let them know.
Yo, February 17th, Lovers and Friends, Shanty Shack Brewery, doors at 6, show at 7. Me, Mac Nova, Silva and Gold, all ages, $10 to $20 donation. You're going to leave with a lover and a friend. I said it.
Hip hop.
Yeah. That's it. That was it. Hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
I love it.